The story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. For some time now, Ruth Wayne, Big Sister, has been suspicious of the way in which Hope got the money to buy the garage over in Somerville. Finally, Hope made a slip, and Ruth got her to confess the truth, that Frank had given Hope the money. Ruth asked only one thing of Hope, that she tell Nettie as soon as possible. Hope refused. But when she and Nettie got home, it did come out in a curiously twisted way.
Just what did Frank do on that garage business that was so great? Make a few phone calls, get the new owner to sell.
Why, you little dope. That was only the beginning, the smallest part of it. You mean you really believed that story about my uncle that I inherited that money? You pretended you believed it, because that way you could go on acting proud and still take the money. But you knew all along it came from Frank.
What did you say?
You heard me, and you knew it. Well, you must have known it. Even you couldn't have been that stupid. It was Frank who put up the money and bought the garage for you. We dreamed up that story about an uncle, about my inheriting it, because I knew that was the only way you'd take it.
You're lying, Hope. You're just saying that to hurt me, to make me feel...
Lying? Nobody has to lie to you, Nettie. You've been lying to yourself, kidding yourself, ever since I've known you.
If you're not lying to me now, then you did lie to me before. You and Frank together, making up that story about your uncle so you could make a fool out of me, so that
you'd grab the money the way you wanted to all the time and still be able to keep your pride.
That's a lie, too, and you know it. I wouldn't have touched that money with a 10-foot pole, not if I was starving, if I'd known where it was coming from. You did that to me, the two of you. Particularly him. Well, I'll take care of him. I'll fix his wagon right now.
Nettie, wait. Where are you going?
Where do you think I'm going? Let go of me.
Nettie, you can't.
Can't I? You just watch me.
Nettie, wait, come back. Oh, little fool. If he does go over there now. Oh, hurry up, will you? You've got to get somebody who can help me.
Hello?
Oh, Ruth? Oh, thank goodness you're home. I was afraid...
What is it, Hope? What happened?
It's Nettie. You wanted me to tell him about Frank, about the money. Well, I did, and... Well, he blew his stack. I tried to stop him, but I couldn't, and now he's on his way over there.
To Frank? I'll go right over.
Please, Ruth, please, and hurry. Nettie.
Huh?
Oh, Nettie.
Oh, Ruth.
Where are you going, Nettie?
Me? I'm just going to pay a little social call. Well, what are you doing here?
Hope called me. She said you were on your way over to Frank's and she was worried.
Oh, she was, huh? Well, believe me, she's got something to worry about.
Just what do you expect to do, Nettie?
Do? Nothing, Ruth, nothing at all. I just want a couple of words with Frank, that's all.
About what?
Nothing very important. Just about how he made a fool out of me, he and Hope together.
You mean about the money for the garage?
You know about it, too, huh? Then why did you ask me what I wanted to see him about?
Look, Nettie, I don't blame you for being upset and angry. I felt that way myself when I found out the truth. But somehow, you never think clearly when you're feeling this way.
What's there to think about? Frank was behind it. The whole thing is his fault, isn't it?
I'm not so sure. That's why I'd like to talk to you. Now, I'll walk back to your place with you, and we can discuss it there. Or, if you prefer, you can come to my house with me.
No, nothing doing, Ruth. I'm going to see Frank, and nothing is going to stop me, not even you.
But, Nettie, why do you insist on blaming this whole thing on Frank? Don't you think Hope had something to do with it, too?
Something to do with it, sure. But it was Frank's idea. I mean, it must have been, and it was his money. You're trying to switch me off to Hope because she's a woman. There's nothing I can do to her. Well, you're not going to. So why don't you go home? I'm still going to see Frank right now.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. ¶¶
Nettie, please, I wish you'd listen to me. If you don't, you're going to feel awfully foolish about this tomorrow.
And I wish you'd go home, Ruth, because this isn't going to be very pleasant. Open up there, open up, do you hear?
Just a second. Who's there?
No one very much, Frank, just a sucker. Someone you really took for a ride.
Why, Nettie, something the matter?
Yeah, I think there is.
Nettie, won't you believe me when I tell you that this doesn't make sense?
Oh, hello, Ruth, I didn't see
you. Never mind about her. This is just between us, Frank, you and me.
All right, Nettie, come in and we'll talk.
I wouldn't set foot in that house of yours again for $1 million. I just want to ask you one question. I want to know why you did it.
Why I did what, Nettie?
You know darn well what. The business of the money for the garage, pretending that Hope had inherited it.
All that. So you know.
Yes, I know. Now I want you to tell me why you did it. Well?
The first thing I'd like to tell you, Nettie, is that I'm glad you know, very glad. Because I don't like deception, even in a good cause like this.
Good cause?
Yes, of course. I think you know how I feel about you, Nettie.
Well, there's only one way to show you how I feel about you, and that's like this.
Nettie, stop that.
It's all right, Ruth.
Go on. Get your hands up.
I wouldn't think of it, but if it will give you any satisfaction.
You yellow. Are you going to fight or not?
Of course not, Nettie. I couldn't possibly raise my hand against you in anger, ever.
Right.
But if it's going to make you feel any better.
Are you all right?
Hello,
oh,
Hope, of
Frank,
course.
Your face. You did that, Nettie Evans. You hit him.
I sure did. And if he wasn't so chicken, if he put his hands up and fight like a man.
Like a man? Listen to who's talking.
Look, Hope, I don't like to interfere, but I think this whole thing has gone far enough, much too far. May I suggest that you and Nettie go home now?
You keep out of this, Ruth. After all, this is partly your fault, too.
My fault?
Yes. I asked you to do a simple thing like come over here and see that nothing happens.
You stop that now, Hope. Stop talking to Ruth that way.
I will not stop it. I'm not even going to talk to you until you apologize to Frank.
That's not necessary, Hope.
I'll say it's not. And don't worry, I don't intend to. I'm going home now. Are you coming, Hope?
I told you I'm not going to do anything until you apologize.
And I'm telling you that that's not necessary, Hope.
I'm sorry, Frank, but I think it is.
I'm asking you for the last time, Hope. Are you coming home or not?
I certainly am not. Not until...
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Come on, Ruth.
Nettie, just a second.
I'm not waiting for anything.
Oh, all right. I'm coming. I'm sorry, Frank.
It's all right, Ruth. And thanks.
How do you like that? The two of them.
Hope, I wish you'd go, too. You're not going to accomplish anything by staying here.
Go? After the way he acted, the things he said and what he did, I should say not.
I wish you wouldn't be vindictive about it.
Well, I'm not going to be vindictive, but just the same. Of course, if you don't want me to stay...
It's not that, Hope. It's just that, well, there's no sense
in
it.
But you're hurt, Frank. He hit you.
Well, yes.
Well, what do you do?
Well, nothing, Hope. You didn't really expect me to hit him back, did you?
You mean you just stood there?
Of course. I told him to go on hitting me if it gave him any satisfaction, but he...
But you're bigger than he is. Bigger and stronger. You could really hurt him if you wanted to. But you just stood there and let him hit you and... Oh, I don't know what to say for him, except that... Oh, I think you're just terrific. Nettie?
What?
Oh, Nettie.
Ruth.
If you'll slow up a little, I'll walk with you.
Oh, okay, Ruth. Sure.
Where are you going, do you know?
Oh, I haven't really thought about it. Why?
Would you like to come back to my place with me?
I don't think so, Ruth. At least not right now. I'd rather just kind of walk for a while.
That might be a good idea at that. Are you all right?
What do you mean?
Your hand.
Oh, sure. Didn't even skin my knuckles. It wasn't really much of a punch. It was just that I... Oh, Ruth, why do I feel so awful?
Looking at Nettie's face, contorted in an effort to hold back his grief, Big Sister wants desperately to put her arms around him, comfort him. But she knows that that won't help. She knows that the chief reason for his misery is the knowledge that his relationship with Hope is out in the open now. that he's got to decide once and for all just what he's going to do about it. And now a message from our sponsor. Played by Vivian Smolin, Hope by Lee Lawson. Join us tomorrow on Big Sister, Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio.